Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
A point to me.
Listen, very often we don't research common sense. Every single time you eat a bowl of cereal, you're eating glyphosate.
Dr. Berry, I gotta just say one thing. I keep doing this. Everybody loves Dr. Berry, right? My family, not so much Dr. Berry, because I keep, first of all, I'm constantly watching Dr. Berry at my house. And I started doing the Dr. Berry finger. You have it in your thumbnail, right?
Yeah.
I got a point to make.
Listen.
The carnivore diet's high saturated fat content raises LDL cholesterol. You're going to die of a heart attack. It's going to clog your artery.
If I could go back in time to my 35-year-old self,
yeah,
and so I would literally say, dumbass, stop eating that crap. Stop drinking that crap. It's literally crunchy water.
Yeah.
With some glyphosate.
I don't know of any other human being on earth that has helped save or transform more lives than you.
From healing humanity, the power of a proper human diet. The proper human diet has changed my life forever, and I owe that in large part due to Dr. Ken Berry. I never would have started if it wasn't for him, and today I am so privileged, thankful, grateful, blessed to have the opportunity to interview him for our documentary, Healing Humanity. And then later after that, he sat down with me for this video you're about to watch. This is a two-parter. Part one is here, and the remaining part two, where I actually tell Dr. Berry, I think he's responsible for saving and transforming more lives than any individual on earth. That's in part two, and that is over at Healing Humanity. His YouTube channel. There's a link in the description for that. We're going to be putting a lot more content out there as we proceed with this documentary.
Today I'm going head-to-head with Dr. Ken Berry about the carnivore diet and arguments against the carnivore diet,
sure,
oftentimes from well-meaning grandmothers and aunts and uncles, but they'll say stuff to you and you'll be like, what would Dr. Berry say in this situation?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to do a rapid fire with you right now.
Sure.
Okay, here's the first one. Number one, carnivore diet is way too restrictive. Life is too short to sacrifice ice cream and social outings for a carnivore diet that'll make me a joyless hermit.
Yeah, my answer to that would be, if the food that you eat on a daily basis is the most enjoyable thing of your day, I don't envy your life. The thing that gives me the most happiness is family and friends and career, helping people, not the food that I eat. I eat food for nutrition. And I think that's what we should all do. Now, I don't think anybody would argue that a ribeye is not delicious. And I look forward to eating it. But that's not the highlight of my day. Food is nutrition.
That was a big change for me at some point where I'm like, I'm no longer eating for entertainment. If I'm eating for entertainment, that's almost like a drug. Like I'm trying to get amusement out of
right,
eating.
Right.
But I still really enjoy eating good ribeye.
100%. Yeah.
I appreciate it more, though. It's not like an addiction. It's an appreciation. So, Dr. Berry, am I supposed to believe there's some big, huge conspiracy theory? My entire life, I was told, eat your vegetables, and everyone is told, avoid fat, eat low fat. Everything I was told was just lies.
I don't think there's a conspiracy, but I do think that there are perverse incentives at each step in the food chain, so that what you wind up with at the end is high carb, high sugar, shelf life stable food that can be transported all over the world. And everybody, if they fib just a little, it's not a blatant outright lie, and it's not some global conspiracy theory. It's just a little fib at each step along the way. And at the end, what you get is a population where 90% of people are metabolically ill. over half of people are overweight or obese. Obviously, there's a problem. I don't think anybody can argue that. But, I mean, you don't have to blame a conspiracy for something that you can equally blame on incompetence and ignorance and greed. And I think that's what got us here.
This is a big one. This is, everyone gets this one. The carnivore diet's high saturated fat content raises LDL cholesterol. You're going to die of a heart attack. It's going to clog your arteries. You can't eat only meat.
Yeah. So thousands of people are eating only meat right now in the United States. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands around the world. There is no scientific study that has proven that red meat causes cancer or heart disease or any other negative health outcome. We have been eating red meat as a human species for exactly the same number of days as we've been drinking water and breathing air. And so when you say, oh, red meat's bad for you, that should be the same exact thing as saying, oh, breathing air is bad for you or drinking water is bad for you. We've been doing all three for exactly the same number of days as a species. So there's no scientific proof that red meat causes heart disease or cancer or anything else. And we've been eating red meat for just as long as we've been breathing air and drinking water. How's that a problem?
Can't argue. Okay, here's one. I would love to do carnivore diet if I were only rich. Who are these people eating only steaks all day? Meat is so expensive.
Yeah, so there's multiple ways to get meat cheap. You can buy it on sale. Ground beef is fine. I think even the cheaper cuts of meat, they're just as nutritious, just as uninflammatory. You don't have to have $40 a pound Wagyu ribeye. That's not, it doesn't have to be that. You can buy the 10-pound pack of 70-30 ground beef. That's just as healthy as the expensive meat. You can do carnivore with hot dogs and bologna and ground beef and sardines, all of which are super cheap. It doesn't have to be expensive. And also what most carnivores find is that they go from eating three meals a day and snacks in between, which each one of those costs something,
right,
to eating one or two meals a day with no snacks. So many carnivores report that their food bill's actually less now as a carnivore as it was back when they were eating the standard American crap.
Yeah. That's my case, and I'm eating way better. People don't do the honest math, because before standard American diet, you'd always be hungry 2 hours later.
Exactly.
I would do carnivore diet, but I don't want to be constipated the rest of my life. Humans need fiber.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest myths out there. And many doctors earnestly believe this in their heart of hearts, that you will, I guess, constipate to the point of death and explode if you don't have fiber in your diet. First of all, there's no physiological pathway for doctors who understand physiology. What's the pathway? Where's the physiology? There is none, right? That's not how the human digestive system even works to start with. Secondly, as I said earlier, there are hundreds of thousands of carnivores all over the world, and no one has exploded in an atomic shit blast because they were so constipated they blew up. That's not happening. Carnivores actually have fewer bathroom problems. They have fewer colon problems than people who are eating a high-carb, high-sugar, high-fiber diet.
If you guys are enjoying my interview with Dr. Ken Berry, we have several other carnivore arguments, as well as the conclusion where I say to Dr. Berry,
I never would have started the proper human diet if it wasn't for you. I don't know of any other human being on earth that has helped save or transform more lives than you.
So you're going to want to see what he says to that in the rest of this video. Part two, it's over at Healing Humanity. There's a link in the description below. Please go subscribe. We will be putting out more videos there as we proceed with the documentary. Beep.
Pleasure, brother.
We're doing the documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. We just interviewed Dr. Berry. I can't thank you enough.